This is DOE, SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we're going to talk about how to prepare a data management plan. Now, according to the DOE SBIR STTR Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA, one of the attachments that must be submitted with a DOE Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application is a data management plan, also referred to as a DMP. This requirement applies to all SBIR or STTR proposals submitted. Now, what makes this requirement confusing is that the applicant also has the option to not submit a DMP. In that case, the system will assume that option 1 has been selected. So let's discuss the two options presented in the FOA and the data in question. During the course of conducting your research, data will be generated. The data are likely to be in electronic format and are therefore referred to as digital data. Another term used to describe data produced while conducting research funded by an SBIR or an STTR award is SBIR-STTR data. However, digital data and SBIR-STTR data are not synonyms. SBIR-STTR data is technical data or computer data produced while conducting research funded by the SBIR-STTR award that you choose to protect through non-disclosure and appropriate marking of deliverables to the government. In preparing your data management plan, two options are presented in the FOA regarding dissemination of digital data. Option 1, none of the data will be publicly disseminated. Or option 2, some of the data will be disseminated through peer-reviewed publications. Now, according to the DOE FOA, in cases where none of the data generated as a result of the grant will be shared, a sufficient DMP will include the following statement. It is anticipated that all generated digital data will be protected as SBIR-STTR data and therefore will not be publicly shared during the applicable SBIR-STTR data protection period. If any data generated under this award are published, an effort will be made to also release any related digital data that is not protected SBIR-STTR data, end quote. Now, you may not know anything at this time about SBIR or STTR data or SBIR data rights. So I encourage you to take a look at the video on SBIR and STTR data rights that is available. And there is a link to that in the PDF version of this tutorial. Now, please note that if you do not include a DMP with your application, option 1 for the DMP will be assumed for your application. In other words, it will be assumed that you will not disclose any of your SBIR or STTR data. In this case, be sure not to include any costs for publications in your budget. However, if you do plan to disclose your digital data, then it is appropriate to select option 2 and submit a digital data management plan. Detailed guidelines are included in the FOA on how to write a digital data management plan, so be sure to refer to those guidelines if you plan to disclose your digital data.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.